Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. My name is Lisa Gunshore, your host of Buddhist Biohacker. And after a few weeks of technical issues and Mercury retrograde, here I am back live. I'm so happy to be here. So welcome in everyone who's joining in the live. Feel free to leave your comments in the chat. I always love connecting with you in that way. Really excited that Mercury retrograde is over, and definitely had a lot of challenges with technology and communication during that time, for sure. And today we're going to be talking about preparing for fall. And I want to share with all of you that I created this. It's a really beautiful guide for fall, and I'm going to show it to all of you here. Here it is. This guide is available for download free on my website. So as soon as you subscribe, you have the opportunity to download this. It'll come to you directly in your email box. It's 13 pages. It's pretty extensive. I put together a lot of information for fall. I'm just going to flip through it for you all so you can kind of see what to expect. I really love it because it's basically like a fall magazine sharing all of the things you need to know about what to eat, lifestyle opportunities, and other things that you can focus on this fall. I'm super excited about this season for sure. And so there's lots of great information, including movement for fall and what is best for you there. So this is my fall guide, and it's really gorgeous. And again, it's a free PDF download. I am going to have printable versions of the winter guide. So more to come about the winter guide. But this, again, is available on my website currently. I also want to share that with the fall guide, I also have a fall protocol for vitamins and supplementation. And that protocol link is also available on the homepage of my website. So if you go to lisamgunshore.com, buddhistbiohacker.com, on the homepage, you'll have the ability to download this guide as well as get my fall protocol. We are headed into cold and flu season, and so I've just put together a simple protocol. It's only a handful of things. I also recommend Banyan Botanicals Bronchial Support, which is like a lifesaver. I've had 3 of the 4 kids this last week with respiratory crud and a few nights of bronchial support, and they're back to their normal selves and back at school. So highly recommend that. It usually sells out, and that link is also on the homepage. So what I've done is created a spot on the homepage right when you go to my website for this guide, the protocol, and the bronchial support all in one spot, easy to find. So what I really want to talk about today is this first part of my fall guide. Oh, Michelle. Yes. Hi, Michelle. Hi, Danny Marie. Welcome in. And we're going to talk about the hangman. And so I'm going to actually stop sharing this because I have this here. So we're going to have a little tarot lesson today because, you know, when I was thinking of what tarot card represents fall the most, the hangman really came forward for me. And so I want to talk through that a little bit. And we may even pull some cards this morning. So I'm pretty excited about that. Because when we think about fall, fall is transition, right? And when we think of any Ayurveda, the 5 elements, any holistic medicine modalities, even astrology, there's a discussion about transition, right? And so fall is we're transitioning from the heat of summer to the cold of winter. And some of us love transition and some of us hate transition. So I'd be curious too in the chat if you love or hate transition. I'd love to hear about it. But I want to share with you. So there's 2 cards. In the tarot deck. So there's 78 cards in the tarot. There's 2 that represent change. Okay. And those two cards are the Hangman and the Death card. All right. And so the Death card is immediate change, sudden and unexpected change. So when you think of the Death card, that is not just death. That could be a car accident, or you lose your job, or even positive, right? You get a new job. You know, when things change very suddenly and unexpectedly, and all of a sudden everything's different. Winning the lottery, that's the Death card, right? It doesn't have to be negative. I think it's so easy to slip into the negative imagery and all of those things that come in the tarot because they're so old. These symbols are so old and occult. And I think just remember, it doesn't have to be bad. So anyways, death is sudden and unexpected change. This is your life has changed immediately. And the Hanged Man is transitional change. Okay. So the Hanged Man is change over time. And I want to share, the Hanged Man is the number 12. And that is about 12 months. Think about that. There's 12 months in a year. So the Hanged Man is transitional change, meaning you're one way today, but a year from now, everything looks different. Right? So this is an example of transformation. So maybe you decide to stop eating wheat and dairy and you focus on it for an entire year. And a year later, you're 60 pounds lighter. And you look back and you say, wow, my life is totally different. I know this happened for me when I became a yoga teacher. You know, I went through 3 months of yoga training and then started teaching. And a year later, I looked back before I became a yoga teacher, before that training, and it just, there were so many things that weren't even a part of my life, including Ayurveda, which is pretty interesting, right? So like, it transitional change is when things open up for you. And I want to share, Michelle says, sometimes love it, sometimes feel wonky about transition. Yeah, I find that I live and love transition for me, myself personally, but I'm also a Scorpio. And I think that Scorpios tend to love transition. There's probably a lot of information out there with the astrology of what signs really love transition and which ones don't. So I want to share some of these pieces from my fall guide about the Hanged Man, because I think it's worth talking about. So I have to put my glasses on. Here we are. So the Hanged Man is associated with transition. And how does it relate to transition? Number one, surrender and letting go. Okay, so here's the card. So this Hanged Man on the card is hanging upside down from a tree with one foot bound to the tree and the other leg bent to form the shape of the number 4, creating a posture of surrender. This suggests that in times of transition, one must surrender control, old beliefs, or attachments to move forward. So surrender and letting go. I love this card from this Doreen Virtue deck. It's stuck with me all these years, where it talks about to let go. And I think I've shared this on the show before, but to let is to allow, right? To let someone do something, right? That's to allow. And to go is to surrender or release. And so when you're saying let go, you're really saying allowing yourself to surrender. So surrender what you can't control. And oftentimes in transition, there are things that we simply can't control. And if we take this back to the season of fall, what are some of the things that we can't control in the season of fall, right? We can't control the weather. We can't control the fact that all of our plants, you know, start to die. The leaves on the trees start to shrivel up and dry up and crumple, right? Like those are things that happen with fall and things that happen with our body. So I live in Colorado. So most of us in the like northern hemisphere, this time of year, our skin starts to crinkle up and dry up, right? That's why we have respiratory issues. So when you think about balancing the elements in the body and balancing the doshas in Ayurveda, Vata dosha is very prominent in fall. Vata is dry, brittle, cold. It's air, it's ether, it's wind, right? So as the air starts to dry out, think about that. The air is drying out. The leaves are drying out. Like everything is starting to dry out. So does your skin. And so the body begins to overcompensate by overproducing lubrication. The overproduction of kapha dosha or lubrication is mucus. So why does everyone get cold and flu and respiratory mucus issues, sinus issues, hay fever, allergies during fall's transition? It's typically because your body does not have enough moisture. So it's really important to lubricate the body inside and out as we transition into fall, especially as we go into October and November, where we're going deeper into fall. There's still some fire energy. There's still some kapha energy this time of year. But as we go deeper into the season, it's going to dry out more and more. That fire element starts to dissipate and the air ether element starts to expand or rise. And so things that we can do, and this is in my fall guide, so things you can do to balance out that kapha and vata imbalance so that you're not having sinus issues, mucus, respiratory in the lungs, is oiling the body with Abhyanga, like self-massage with oils. You can lubricate the sinuses with sinus oil. And you can purchase sinus oil. Like, I love Banyan. They're definitely my Ayurvedic dispensary. But you can also use like sesame oil or a little bit of coconut oil. But you can lubricate your sinuses so that they don't dry out. You can lubricate inside the body by doing like a bulletproof coffee, a buttered coffee or tea. High fat content like avocado. So when you bring that fat and that healthy fat and lubrication into the body, olive oil is another one, ghee, right? Clarified butter, bringing that into the body and then lubricating the body on the outside is going to support that imbalance so that you're not getting that respiratory. So anyway, so going back to surrendering and letting go, I invite you to think about how and what are you going to let go or allow yourself to surrender to in the season of fall. You know, maybe you're going to allow yourself to sleep more because the nights are getting longer. Maybe there is something that you're willing to let go of when it talks about with the hanged man, letting go of those old belief patterns. What beliefs, what limiting beliefs, right, am I holding on to that I want to let go of this fall? Okay, so the next thing with seeing things differently is, or I'm sorry, the next part is seeing things differently. Oh my gosh. So seeing things differently. The hanged man's upside down perspective challenges the traditional way of viewing the world. When you are in transition, you may need to shift your perspective, reconsider your priorities, or look at a situation from a different angle. This card encourages you to see things in a new light. Okay, so we talked about surrendering, and now we're talking about seeing things differently, right? What happens when you hang upside down, your whole house looks different? What happens if you look at the top part of all your walls and shelves? You know, what do you notice? You know, I think of high dusting, right? All of a sudden you're like, oh, I need to high dust. And isn't it interesting that in fall, we are cleaning air ducts, cleaning off our gutters and our roofs, you know, doing some deep cleaning. Just like spring, in the fall, we do a lot of deep cleaning. And I think of that hanged man, you're kind of looking at things from a different perspective. So I'd love to hear, you know, from all of you, and you can put it in the comments below later if you're watching the replay, but, you know, how are you seeing things differently? So for me, my focus this fall is my schedule. I want to look at my schedule differently. I often schedule everything based on what is needed for me. What does my business need? What does my yoga career need? What does my kids need? What does my husband need? I ask those questions and all those things get put into the calendar. And so I'm going to turn my schedule on its head, and begin building my schedule starting this fall, starting with the equinox tomorrow, which is all about balance tomorrow, right? Our equinox. And begin to build my schedule around what I need rather than what everyone else needs and go from there. So that's what I'm going to be doing. I love these shares here. Danny sharing elderberry syrup has helped keep your immune system up. Yes, such a great elderberry syrup's a great one. And if you can get a hold of real elderberries and make your own simple syrup, it's even more powerful. So absolutely. Michelle sharing her scrubs combating the dryness. Yes, if you can get a really good salt and oil scrub, those are great as well. So thank you for sharing. Okay, so the third piece of the Hanged Man is reevaluation and reflection. So I'm going to hold this back up again. So during a transition, it is often necessary to pause, reflect, and reevaluate your path and choices. The Hanged Man represents a period of introspection and self-examination where you may need to let go of old habits, ideas, or patterns that no longer serve you. So reevaluation and reflection. And I don't know why, but when I see the Hanged Man, I always think of introspection. There's something about him hanging upside down that it makes me think about turning inward. So one of the best parts of fall is that it starts to cool off, right? Heat reduces. The daylight, the amount of sunshine also reduces, and the darkness starts to expand. And that darkness to me always equates to the shadow, right? So when we go into fall, it's time to start reflecting on ourselves. It's time to pull out our shadow work. It's time to start looking deeper within ourselves and reflecting on where we are and where we're headed. We're also about 100 days from the end of the year, if you can believe it, 100-ish days. We're going to be in the holiday season here before we know it. And so as we transition in fall, we're also starting to think about the remaining part of the year. How are we going to wrap up our year? I posted on Instagram, and I think I put it on my community page here on YouTube as well, this great little game that you play where you're looking at words, and the four words that you see are your focus for the end of the year. And I really loved that because I felt like what a great way to begin reflecting on the year and begin to have a focus for the remainder of the year. So when we think about fall, we think about transition, we think about the Hanged Man, we're also thinking about reflecting and reevaluating. And are there any pivots that we want to make between now and the end of the year? You know, is there anything else that we really want to shift or change before this year wraps up and we go into a whole nother year again? Here we go. All right, so the next point of the Hanged Man is delayed gratification. The Hanged Man symbolizes a period of delayed gratification, and this is where transition gets hard because in transition, you're making sacrifices. We've talked a few times here in these points about letting things go, breaking down old beliefs, releasing limitations, right? So in transition, you're making sacrifices or putting desires on hold in order to achieve long-term goals or create personal growth, right? And so think about that. You know, transition's hard because unlike complete and sudden change, this takes work, right? This does not take work. Something changes and everything's different, right? You meet the love of your life, all of a sudden you're no longer single and you're with someone and your life is different. This is I've been on a dating site and I keep dating and I'm learning about what I need and I'm learning about what I want, right? And it's taking forever and I still haven't met the love of my life, right? The hangman is work. It's discipline. If we want to lose weight, it requires discipline to make healthy choices, make changes with our lifestyle, create space for exercise, right? Like all of that is a lot of discipline. And that's what makes transition hard. So when we think of fall, even though so many of us love fall and it's so beautiful and we can't really complain. And when you think about that transition from fall, from summer to winter in the season of fall, you know, we're not quite anywhere, right? We're not in the summer where we're going to the beach or the pool or we're hiking or whatever, but we're not in winter where it's snowy and there's like a whole different experience where there's going to be days where it's really cold and there's going to be days where it's still hot. And you know what it makes me think of is I was thinking of this the other day. I would always go back to school shopping, right? When we're kids, us Gen Xers especially, right? We went to the mall, we did our mall shopping for school, and you have these awesome fall outfits that you bought. Do you guys all remember this? Like you have these incredible outfits that you love so much and you want to wear them and then you'd roast. I remember getting this beautiful like corduroy jacket. Yes, corduroy jacket. I was a Gen Xer and jeans and the whole thing. And I wore it to school. I was so excited. It was cool in the morning. And then by the time I got home from school, I was like roasting, sweating, like, oh, my outfit. It's just so uncomfortable, right? Like that's transition to me. When we think about like the challenges with transition or those moments where you're ready for something new, you're ready to be in that new space or your body to be different, but you're not there yet. You're still having to make sacrifices and compromises to get there. I love this. So Jean shares delayed gratification. Yes. And hello, Denise, I love you so much. And she remembers, yes, like that is transition. Okay. So then we're going to talk about the fifth point. And again, these are all in my guide, my fall guide, but is transformation. So ultimately, the hangman's surrender and new perspective leads to a transformative experience. The transition represented by this card is not just about moving from one phase of life to another. It's about evolving and growing on a deeper level. Okay. So this is about embracing transition with surrender, open-mindedness, and patience. And this leads to profound spiritual growth. It reminds us that transitions, even if uncomfortable, can lead to positive and meaningful change in the long run. So the hangman was absolutely my choice for fall, and I think it's obvious why, because the hangman is teaching us, whenever this comes up in a reading, right, whenever you're reading cards or you're in a reading with me, when the hangman comes up, it means you're in a process. This is not something that's going to be quick or sudden or shift or change. You're absolutely in some kind of process. Okay, so I want to go back to my guide. So I just want to share with all of you again that in my fall guide, all of the information about the hangman is in my very first article here in the guide. So you'll be able to go through these points again in this guide and, you know, really take some time to look at the hangman. And I highly recommend pulling, if you have a tarot deck at home, or you can pull this off Google if you want to pull like a photo, but I would have the hangman out for the next few months to look at and to think about, where am I transitioning? What do I want to let go of? And I think it's really cool because tomorrow is the equinox, which is all about balance, right? Equinox is the scales balancing, which is appropriate because we're also in Libra. And I think what's really cool about fall for me is that it's the natural rhythm of fall to let go of things, just like the leaves falling from the trees, and to transition into something new. So fall has just started. It just started yesterday. and we have 3 months together to transition something. That's 90 days. It takes 30 days to build a behavior. So you have 30 days to change a behavior within yourself and another 60 to solidify it, to integrate it, and to move yourself into a new place come December 21st when we step into the season of winter. So the hangman is your tarot lesson of the day. That's definitely part of us preparing for fall's transition. And I absolutely welcome all of you, whether you're here live or you're watching the replay later, to please share in the comments your goals for transition. What are you excited about? What are you changing and transforming? What do you want to let go of? I absolutely read every single comment on my YouTube channel, and I'm very excited to share this. I'm also live on X, so all of you who are joining me from X, welcome in, and you can find me on X. So Instagram is at Lisa_M_Gunshore. On X, I'm at Rocky Mauna, Rocky and then M-A-U-N-A, so you can find me on there, and all of my links are on my website as well. And I'll share this too. Michelle says, fall is governed by the earth element, which calls us to be even more embodied to find that balance. Absolutely. And that's where we're going to head next. So in my guide, I talk a lot about Vata season, which we did talk a little bit about, that dry, bitter, cold Vata season and what that's all about. And here, when we talk about the Ayurveda lifestyle, I want to just share a little bit about the qualities and the elements of fall. So as I shared, fall is air and ether. It's Vata season, Vata dosha, which dosha means imbalance, by the way. But Vata dosha, the elements, is air and ether. So it's all that dry wind and air element. In early fall, we have fire element still existing. As we get into the end of fall, the very tail end of fall, we start to bring back in water element because winter is more kapha dosha. So, but our primary focus is fire and ether. Our tastes for fall, so when we think of the tastes, are sweet, bitter and astringent for early fall, and salty and sour for late fall. And why is this? So bitter and astringent taste are the two tastes for early fall. And the reason being is we have heat in our body from the summer, and now we are in the process of removing heat from the body. And in Ayurveda, you remove heat from the body by incorporating bitter and astringent taste. When you think of bitter and astringent, we think of bitter greens, right? Arugula, kale. So think of things that leave that bitter or dry taste in your mouth. As we get into late fall, we go into salty and sour. My favorite salty and sour late fall is Tom Yum soup, that Thai soup, Tom Yum. It's sour and it's salty and it's spicy. That's an excellent dish for late fall. We start to bring in salty and sour because we're starting to rebalance. We've been removing heat, and the salty and sour starts to bring some of that warmth back in as we go into the winter time. The qualities of fall. What are the qualities? So the qualities that are waxing, so qualities that are coming in, are warming, grounding, moist, routine, and rhythm. And routine is really important in the season of fall because Vata dosha tends to be erratic, right? Think of wind. It blows all around, right? So air element, ether element, it can be erratic in nature, and it can cause us to lack routine. So just like Michelle was bringing up about earth, we want to bring in routine, be because when we bring in routine, we are in a place where we're going to balance that erratic energy. Now, what is waning? Okay, what's low quality is cold, mobile, dry, and erratic lifestyle. So again, we're coming into a season where we want to reduce that mobile, dry, erratic energy because that's going to be high. So hopefully that makes sense. Here are some signs of imbalance. So if you're imbalanced in the fall, your nervous system will be activated. You might have worry, anxiety, panic attacks, stress. Your skin will be dry. You might have eczema flares if that's something that you fight. Tinnitus. Tinnitus is really high in the fall. Difficulty managing loud noises or wind. So when we think of wind element, air and ether element imbalances the ears. And there are ear oils that you can put in your ears, just like your sinuses. So when you think of like as things dry out, we can tend to have things like tinnitus or sinus issues. Light sleep. You might have a hard time sleeping during the fall. You might feel spacey. And when you think of air, gas, bloating, constipation, right? Our colon uses air element to dry out the matter in order for us to go to the bathroom. So in the fall, if we are too dry, then we might find ourselves constipated or have gas and bloating intestinally because of this as well. So these are all of the qualities, the elements, and the tastes for the season of fall. Okay, I'm gonna remove that. So when we think of fall, some of the things that we want to do for ourselves, I've already talked about oiling the body and the importance of lubrication. You also will notice that you're highly creative in the fall because Vata dosha rules that etheric, right? Vata is very etheric and floaty. And, you know, my spiritual gifts are all Vata, right? So your creativity is going to flow. You might have a lot of ideas. You might have an abundance of energy. So for me personally, because of how I connect with the seasons, what happens to me is I have a hard time with summer. I have a hard time with heat. Because of my kapha dosha in my body and my constitution. And so in the fall, that's when I always do a cleanse. That's when I start to exercise. I start to ramp up. I'm going on a yoga retreat for 2 weeks. Like that is when I have high energy is the fall. So you might find yourself in the same place where you might have a lot of energy because it's fall. You're ramping up. You have creative energy, you have energy to go exercise, you're feeling like that heat is reducing and you are getting lighter almost. So some other ways to balance yourself out in the fall is to embrace warmth. Warm socks, cozy blankets, right? Fireplace, hot yoga, right? Anything that's going to support warmth in the body. Getting out in the sunshine. We still have gorgeous days in the fall in the Western Hemisphere or Northern Hemisphere, Western. In the Northern Hemisphere and in the West, we have sunshine still out. So getting outside and walking in the sunshine is still a really great way to create warmth in this season of fall. I already mentioned Abhyanga, oiling the nose and ears, ingesting oils like butter, coffee, and tea. Also, nourish the body with warmth. This is when we start to have soups of, I've got a warm chai here, right? Astringent foods like cooking kale. So not eating salads anymore, but actually like cooking your vegetables or cooking your greens. Also warm spices, right? Warm spices like cumin, coriander, cinnamon, clove. Warm spices are excellent to cook with in the fall. And so by following these, you know, processes, you'll be able to support yourself having balance in the fall. So also in my fall guide, I want to share with you that I also have an autumn foods list. I'm not going to go through this foods list. Again, you're welcome to download my fall guide for free on my website. But when we think of fall foods, we think of things like squash, and pumpkin is my jam in the fall. Pumpkin's high in fiber. Pumpkin will balance your vata. Pumpkin mixed with some clarified butter is a great way to lubricate the body. Those astringent vegetables, root vegetables. So there's a lot of great things. The main thing is in Ayurveda, you want to start to avoid raw foods. So in the summer, we eat a lot of raw foods, right? We're eating raw vegetables and salads and fruits and things. In the fall, you want to steer away from the raw foods because those crunchy, cold, crispy vegetables and fruits are actually going to imbalance that dry vata energy. So it's better to start cooking things, cooking, roasting, stews, soups, all of those things. Okay, so also in my fall guide is support for your immune system. And I actually walk through some of the supplementation for fall. And again, that supplement protocol is directly from my full script, and the link is on the homepage of my website. So I share in this guide some of the things that are really good for fall. Zinc, of course, being one of the top. I highly recommend a particular kind of natural zinc complex through New Chapter Organics. And again, that link is on the homepage of my website. Zinc is great against virus. So it's a really strong supplement to add to your routine for the fall. Tulsi or holy basil really helps with the lungs and the respiratory system. You can drink Tulsi tea. That's in my protocol, by the way. So not everything in the protocol is a pill you take. I have a Tulsi tea in there that's really excellent. If you're starting to feel the sniffles or, you know, some kind of respiratory challenge because of the change of season, you can absolutely start drinking some Tulsi tea, and that's going to help you as well. you can also cleanse. That's another thing you can do in the fall is do some kind of cleanse, whether you decide to give up sugar, you decide to do an Ayurvedic cleanse with Khichdi. There's all sorts of options for cleanses these days. I will be leading us through a fall cleanse next year. So I'm in the process of building that. So this year, I'm just inviting you through this guide to find your way to your own cleanse to be able to heal yourself. So going back in here to my guide, I just want to go through, here's your list of all the supplementation. And then last but not least is movement for fall. So what are some of the things that you can do in the fall season? And I have quite a list here, but choosing activities like biking, yoga, tai chi, hiking. You want to think about, we want to reduce heat. So you're wanting to almost reduce the intensity of your exercise. So rather than running, you might walk or hike. Rather than doing like an intense aerobics, you might switch to yoga. So that is what you want to keep in mind, because again, we're reducing heat in the body. Timing is really important. So 6 to 10, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. are the ideal times to move your body in the season of fall, because again, the hottest time of your day and the hottest part, the heat rises in your body between 10 and 2. So if you are doing any activity, doing it prior to or after that hottest part of the day is going to help you to reduce heat in the body. We talked about moderating intensity. Balance all of your activities with rest. You know, the lamas in Tibet sleep when it is dark out, no matter how long the evening is. And so I think that's always been an inspiration to me to remember our circadian rhythms and notice if we want more sleep, we want to sleep later because it's dark out longer in the morning. These are things we want to pay attention to. Some great yoga practices for fall is always pranayama or breath work. So working with the ujjayi breath, practicing in and out breathing, square breathing, any of those practices are really beneficial. Vata pacifying yoga posture. So this is less like movement, erratic movements, and more flow, gradual warm-ups, more gentle yoga. Gentle yoga in a warm room is really good for you as well. I do have some recommended postures in here for you as well. So, again, I'm super excited to share my fall guide with all of you. I am going to have a guide for every season for a free download on my site. This is because, number one, I'm very creative and I absolutely have dreamed of a magazine, and I am so happy to be able to create this for you. Number two, I think it's really nice. This magazine is 13 pages, so you can print this off and be able to sit down on a nice fall afternoon and make some decisions about how you want to manage your transition of fall. What are your goals? What are some of the foods you want to try? What are some of the things that you want to do for the season of fall? So I'm really, really excited to be able to offer this to you. And again, my protocol is also available directly on my website, same with the bronchial support, so that you can get all of the support that you need in order to be prepared for fall. So, with that, I am so happy to be back online, and there is a lot more to come as we get ready for 2024. I invite you to take a gander at my website. I do have some new offerings. I'm very excited to share that Enlightenment Pie, my revised second edition, is going to be out very soon. So expect an announcement from me there as well. I am back on Instagram and X, so you can find me and follow me there. I will be sharing a lot of recipes and all sorts of fall goodies all throughout this season. And I do want to share with all of you out there that are practitioners, that are a part of the community, I will be accepting articles for both my blog and the winter magazine. So you feel free to email us at hello@lisamgunshore.com, and we'll be able to connect you with all of the details. So thank you so much, everyone. I hope you have a fabulous day. I'm very excited to hear how the hangman is going to impact your fall season. And I love all of you so much. I will be back online. We've corrected all of our technical issues. We figured out what the problem was. So we are going to have two shows on Sunday. I will be on at 11 a.m. Mountain Time with Esha Estar. She is so fabulous, and she is an incredible healer of grief and shaman. She will be on at 11 a.m. And then at 3 p.m., we will be live with Joyce Vanderlaley. She is in New Zealand. She's an artist and an Artemis, and she is amazing. And so I'm very excited to have her as well. Thank you all for listening. If you're watching the replay or listening on Podbean, thank you so much for joining me as well. And I will see everyone back here on Sunday. More to come.